Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of a Jack Parr special that airs this weekend. It includes footage of some of the most famous and infamous moments during Parr's five-year reign as host of NBC's Tonight Show, when he interviewed everyone from John Kennedy and Richard Nixon to Zsa Zsa Gabor. The special also puts Parr back into active duty as a conversationalist.
Today I want to talk about the man who was the star of TV's first true talk show, Jack Parr. Now, I know there were other national and local talk shows before Parr took over The Tonight Show in 1957, and I'm certainly not forgetting about Steve Allen. But comparing Parr to Allen is like comparing Dick Cavett to David Letterman. Allen and Letterman are in search of laughs. Cavett and Parr wanted to have genuine conversations. That's why Parr became such a hit. He was unpredictable and emotional, but he was intelligent and witty, too, and those were equally strong assets. And in the 80s, where one in four Americans hosts a talk show, it's hard to recall a time during which TV talk wasn't cheap. But Parr gave viewers a chance to get close to celebrities and newsmakers and get to know them as people. It was rare then. And when you think about it, it's just as rare now. This Saturday night, NBC is presenting Jack Parr is Alive and Well, his second special in as many years. Debbie Reynolds and Jackie Mason guest star and come on to chat with Parr after watching clips of themselves performing on his show more than 20 years earlier. But the biggest bonus in the special comes at the beginning. For the first time in 27 years, Parr shows a recently discovered kinescope of the night he walked off his own program. The night before, NBC had censored a rather harmless joke of his. The offensive words were water closet. And Parr decided he was mad as hell and wasn't going to take it anymore.
I'm leaving The Tonight Show. There must be a better way of making a living than this. You have been peachy to me always.
3 weeks later, Parr was back with a perfectly delivered comeback speech.
As I was saying before I was interrupted, I believe my last words were that there must be a better way of making a living than this. Well, I have looked. And there isn't.
Other vintage clips shown on this new special include a mid-60s routine by Mike Nichols and Elaine May that's almost long enough to be a one-act play, and a few tantalizing seconds from an interview with a very young man named Bobby Kennedy.
Is Hoffa an improvement over Dave Beck?
Oh, there's no comparison between Mr. Hoffa and Mr. Beck. Mr. Beck was just a thief. this is not...
We may be in court together, you and I.
I hope the hell you know what you're doing, because I don't know anything.
Nobody else is doing what Parr used to do. Not even Parr, whose conversations on this new special are, if you don't mind the pun, a bit below par. I think he may be underestimating himself and his audience by bringing on Debbie Reynolds and having her do impressions of Mae West and Jimmy Stewart. It would have been more interesting and more like Jack Parr to spend more time talking to Jackie Mason about the ups and downs of their respective careers. Jackie Mason, after all, did the same act for 3 decades and finally got discovered and appreciated by a whole new audience. Jack Parr is poised to do the same thing and still has the poise to carry it off.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.